Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lobos Network? It's the show where you decide on a fuck, I forgot what I said.
Ask us anything and we're both bound to answer.
Saying Queen Nice, Corby King, I'm the Queen of Irish Wrestling, Katie Harvey. It's Oslo Blows.
Is that not already playing?
What?
Is that not already playing?
He's never done this before, I'm confused.
I'm proper confused because we've got like new equipment and stuff, so like, is this you?
No, I didn't need to do that, I just wanted to do it.
Alright.
Like, it's playing in the background. The show started.
Has it started now?
Yeah, you're good.
Right. Draft update. Who's got any trades?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Man, I'm did I have Autism Pain in my drafts? I could have sworn
you,
I did.
You did. You
and
did.
I looked at it for once. For
you had one of them, didn't you?
No, because you remember he was allowed to trade when Luke Harper got sacked.
Yeah, so I was looking at the drafts like to see who I should trade in and out. And the Autism Pain aren't there.
Yeah, I don't think you ever had Autism Pain.
What?
I think
did. You were allowed to change them, but it's up to you to check your...
You had Rosario, that was it.
Yeah.
But do you remember you traded it? You have Eric Rowan as your singles and you have the Authors of Pain as your tag team.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so you do. You just haven't updated it in the doc we have.
Oh, I meant to do that?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it for you.
Well, I thought someone else would do it. I was
being
like, oh.
Lazy.
Well, yeah, it's... I forget who's in my drafts now.
So I don't know why. We haven't got an update from Keith in a while. He's been busy, so...
I'm just gonna leave it and hope for the best up till Mania. Oh, hang on a minute.
It's very close.
Moxley's in my... He's in my drafts.
I don't think he is.
He definitely is. That's okay, the two that I remember. Pac and Moxley. And he won a title.
We can have both because... Oh, wait. Do we have two men?
Two men, yeah.
Yeah. Only one woman because...
You did shy.
I know. I picked Jake Hager.
You
won
Jake Hager last week. Yeah. Fair enough.
It's first match.
First match. Yeah. You're 100%.
The other one is Kazarian.
Yeah.
He won. Didn't
he? No, he didn't. He lost to Dark Order.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you the exalted one?
Yeah.
I mean, mad. Well, so no trades?
No trades.
Get into the questions.
Yeah.
At Spudino 90, €1 million, but for the rest of your life, everything you eat or drink is the exact opposite texture and temperature to how you like it. For example, Pringles are soft and stale, Coke is warm and flat, etc. Also, a disclaimer, I'm not creative enough to keep coming up with these. No, no pressure. I just really enjoy the format.
The format's very good.
Not going to... don't worry about it.
Just Google a few and claim them as your own.
Yeah, we don't mind.
Yeah, we're not going to give out your
plagiarism. We accept Google questions.
Right, what's your answer to this one, though?
No. Like, again, it's like stories. It's like, food is part of what I enjoy spending the money on. And without that, like, I don't care. I'd rather be me. I don't, like, dislike my life enough to want to change it. Like, so I'd rather be me and still like my life but not be rich and enjoy food.
What about you?
Oh, it sounds like my worst nightmare. Nothing is worse than when you... drink something and it's not what you expected to drink. Like, that really upsets me. So
a flat pint or like gone off, like when you go to the cinema and you get like a drink, like a big fuck off, like Pepsi or whatever you get, and then you go in, it's just like off and you're like,
easily.
Like, that's not even like, it's not even close. Again, if you're at his with like a billion or something mad like that, yeah, maybe, but for $1 million, no. Like, you've turned eating, which is like a basic task that we all need to do to survive, into absolute torture.
Yeah.
No.
But like, but $1 million, it makes it a better question because it makes you like evaluate it. If it's $1 billion, we'd say yeah to 90%.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, I agree.
What if it was $5 million?
No.
Really?
I don't like.
I could be swayed by
you're
that.
You're ruining your life. You know what I mean?
You're talking about me being rich, but like, again, what am I rich for? Do you know what I mean? Like, with $1 million, I consider myself rich. Do you know what I mean? Now, you'd still have to work and whatnot because you'd buy a house and stuff like that. But, like, you're still rich, but I've a shit life. Like, I'm shit enjoying it. Money isn't the answer to everything, is the point, I guess.
I mean, all right. Thanks for the question, though. At Declan Byrne 31, have you ever tagged the wrong person in a tweet? And if so, was it something embarrassing? At the top of my head, I can only think of sending some guy, Greg, a tweet that was meant for you, which I hope it only happened once. I mean, I don't have an answer for this in relation to me, but I know the fighter, MMA fighter, John Jones, for those of you that don't know, is constantly getting in trouble. It's calmed down a bit now, but he would always like fight to be cancelled because he'd be getting like failing drugs tests and doing all sorts of shit. And basically there's a Twitter at John Jones that people would hawk you out of every time there's a controversy. Like, John Jones, I hope you fucking die, I hate you, at John Jones, you piece of shit. At John Jones is some random nerdy computer programmer who's got nothing to do with MMA, but receives an absolute barrage of abuse every time the MMA fighter does something wrong. So basically, Declan, it's not a... It's not something to get to. You're not the only person who does it, basically, is what I'm saying.
It happens. Did you see where at John Jones and at Daniel Cormier started beeping?
No.
Like, you're ducking me, champ. Because it's not the real Daniel Cormier either. So they just started beeping at each other.
Two computer
programmers. It was amazing. They pretty much were, yeah. It was fantastic. I definitely have. I remember getting heat, I think it was during Courage times. Or maybe it was a Low Blows tweet where I, like, got TK Cooper's name wrong. And, like, he vanity searched himself. Or I don't know how he vanity searched himself if I got his name wrong. But, like, whatever way it came up, he tagged us in the tweet going, that's the wrong Twitter. And I'm like, okay, you're a bit too big to realise that. But, okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was it. Have you ever tagged the wrong person?
Like... The only person is Michael May, because for some reason he has two Twitters with very similar profile pictures and they're both called Michael May. So, like, I'll tag him in something for, like, Fight Factory or whatever, and then I'll get a message like, you tagged the wrong one. And I'm like, why the fuck do you have two?
Like, why does he have two?
I don't know.
Is it alt?
Though, to be fair, I have two, but that's because I forgot the password to the first one.
I recently deactivated my second Twitter account. Like, my original Twitter account, when I was, like, 2009 me.
Ah, no. Why wouldn't you have told us with this?
Yeah, because in case people found it. No, like, Jesus Christ, like, I was a fucking dope.
Ah, I can't believe that.
There was some funny stuff. I did have one last look, but I was like, no, God, no one can ever find this.
But, yeah, thanks for the question, Declan. At Kento CCFC, fucking hell. What's your most controversial food opinion? His that Tato crisps are horrific. Right, I follow Kento on Twitter, and he does a lot of League of Ireland stuff, and there's a lot of Irish football on there, and he follows things that not many people follow. It's a good follow, right? So I don't want to have to turn around and call him a tan, right? But you hate Tato? I mean, in the replies, right, he argued with somebody saying that he likes crisps, such as Walkers, but not Tato.
Oh.
If you prefer Walkers over Tato, and you're allowed to like Walkers too, but if you prefer Walkers over Tato, tan, end of story.
I agree.
But what's your...
What?
What's your controversial food opinion?
What do you have heat with Katie? Keen was just having heat in general, and then you spoke. Even though you were agreeing with him...
Oh, you're agreeing with me?
Yeah.
I thought even you were agreeing with Kento. No, that's why I was angry.
I agree with you. Like, Walkers are tan crisps. Like.
Yeah, that's true.
I just associate with Gary Lineker.
Yeah. How long's he been the face of that brand?
Sweetened. What's the prawn cocktail are decent, though?
Oh, Walker, no, don't get me wrong. Again, Walkers are nice, but they're not better than Tato.
No.
You know what I mean?
Would you turn to me that quickly if I disagreed with you?
Oh, yeah.
When it's, like, tan stuff, yeah. Like, he goes very fast.
What's your controversial food opinions?
I love chocolate, but I don't like chocolate-flavoured things. So, like, I don't like Cocoa Pops. I don't like hot chocolate.
I know.
I only like pure chocolate in its purest form. Don't give me chocolate-flavoured things. I don't like pancakes. I don't like...
These are controversial.
I hate pancakes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like pancakes.
Pancakes are wank, man. They're absolute dirt. They're such wank. I don't care. Like, people act as if, like, oh, we got Pancake Tuesday because pancakes are dirty.
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah.
Shit.
Everyone gets so excited and I'm like, all right.
Yeah, shit. So, there you go.
Put Nutella on it and then ice cream on top.
Nah, Nutella shit too. What's your stance on Nutella?
I love Nutella and I keep
what?
It. I keep
you
a jar.
You just said you only like chocolate in its purest form.
Yeah, that's... Pure form of chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
I have a tub beside my bed that I eat with a spoon. I have two spoonfuls every night.
That's so disciplined. That's weirdly disciplined. That's psychopathically disciplined. Two, never more than two. Never take a third Nutella or everyone you know will die.
Why am I talking like a computer hacker?
Because that's how psycho that is. It's so hard not to have like a third. If you have two, how do you stop? That's like having two Pringles. That's weird.
I have a two Pringles beside my bed every night, and I only have two.
Yeah, it's so weird.
It's not weird.
It is weird. Tweet us in. How weird is that, lads? On a scale of 1 to 10, how weird is that?
No, it's a bit weird. What's your controversial food opinion?
Salads are wank, and people pretend to like them, but no one actually does.
That's not controversial, isn't it? I thought that was...
people are very like, oh, I like a salad. I love a salad. Oh, get me a... What's the famous salad place?
Chopped.
Chopped. Oh, get me a chopped. Oh, I love a chopped. Oh, it's so nice. Now, you don't like it. You don't like it. Fair enough, you're eating it for health reasons. Grant, fair enough, I could do with a salad myself. Like, I'm not judging eating them. But people who are passionate about salads, you're not. You're lying. You're wanky. You just want to be like, oh, look, I'm being healthy.
Yeah, I force a chopped into me once every 2 weeks, like, just to get greens in. I don't enjoy it.
It's like that. I don't know. Like, that's just my opinion. I don't know.
Flat Coke's better than fizzy Coke.
That's fucked
You're
up.
You're a monster.
What the fuck is wrong with you? Like,
it's lovely.
Like, were you sick a lot as a child or something? Like,
I don't know.
It's no, like, you don't have flat Coke then. You're flat 7-Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm just like, maybe like...
Also,
how attacking were you, a sickly child? How do we explain this perversion?
just to clarify, not warm flat Coke, like cold, but flat.
Why?
Just nice. Like, so I can't like down a fizzy drink. I get all like.
Do you
sick
like
stuff.
Cadet or something? Like,
love
do you,
Cadet.
Do you like, you know, like, do you remember those like little cola bottles you used to get?
Yeah.
That were kind of like flat Coke. They yeah. weren't like fully fizzy. Did you like them as a child?
I never tried them. Like,
you would.
I liked all. Still now I like all Coke, whether it's Coca Cola or like Pepsi or cheap Coke. It's all the same to me. But
do you like cola drinks?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
And I just prefer them when they're flat, even though it's not food, and that didn't answer your question. Can't tell even know I said it.
It answered a lot to me.
but yeah, thanks for the question, Kent. Though, please stop being a tan. At tkenny2622, what's your favourite snack? Mine's a potato sandwich. Come on, Tony. He literally fought for another country's army, and he's more Irish than you, right? with a good cup of Barry's. Keen versus... Well, sorry, that was question number one. What's your favourite snack? I mean, mine's just, you know, Pringles, so I don't think that's a surprise to anyone.
If I'm picking out these days, this always changes, like, but I like a big share bag of Doritos that I don't share, and a share bag of Eclairs that I don't share as well. But I'm getting more into Milky Bar sweets. I found a big share bag of Milky Bar
yeah,
sweets.
Yeah, where'd you find it?
Yeah, it was in a Super Value, actually. You're yeah. right. Good show. Nice. I specifically was in one afterwards, and I was like, it's Tuesday and I'm not allowed to eat this till the weekend, but I'm in a Super Value and I won't be. So I'm going to get after we had that conversation. But yeah.
I like my Smarties Milky Bars. I don't know, like, Nutella, like.
But just the just two teaspoonfuls. 2 teaspoonfuls.
Milk is probably my favourite. Milka, especially like. I bring a lot of it back when I travel. Like, I just fill a case with milk.
It is actually really nice. Yeah, we need to start selling that over here, to be fair.
Do we not?
You can get it in, like, pound shops and deals and stuff, but, like, not the ones I like. The ones I like are Milka tea cakes.
Strictly. Right.
Yeah, I only eat 2 squares and then I wrap it up.
2 squares!
But Queen versus... Let me try that again. Keen versus Queen is Rick...
What the way around.
Oh no, he has it as Keen versus Queen. That's why it threw me
off. Oh my god.
Queen versus Keen is Rick will Google 7 photos of former Elimination Chamber competitors and describe them physically, and first to guess gets the points.
Okay.
By the way, I love this format of Queen versus Keen.
I can't remember anyone who's ever been in Elimination Chamber.
Okay, well, I'm very good at describing wrestlers, as we've established beforehand, so don't worry.
Can't wait for curly haired Shane Blazer to make an appearance.
This person has a blue face. Partially blue.
Like, from
that's not enough.
from like,
they are wearing blue sleeves with a black top.
What?
And a blue face.
Blue face.
Is this like...
Oh, Keen, Sin Cara.
No.
Oh, I was really confident.
Katie, you're up. They are wearing jeans and a belt.
Oh, I forgot you can keep giving clues even after
them. Jeans and a belt. Does not sound well dressed. Rey Mysterio?
Okay, Keen, you're back in. They have been around a long time.
The blue face is throwing me off.
Yeah, who the fuck is... I'm thinking, like, masks.
They don't always have a blue face.
What?
But they do in this picture. He told me to Google pictures.
Oh my god, you're actually describing an actual picture and not what they regularly wear.
Yes.
I think I know this.
Okay,
can I
go
say
back
it?
In.
Oh, Katie. Jeff Hardy.
Yes, you're in. We're now Katie.
She's so smug. You can't see it. But she is just sat up in her seat like, oh yeah.
This person has a sideways smile.
What? Who's...
They have...
How are you struggling with this?
Black hair and red pleather pants.
Pleather, okay.
Don't even know what that is.
Look up any Irish indie show.
They are not... they are not Caucasian. They are from a land far away that I particularly like.
Keaton Nakamura.
There you
ah,
go.
Ah, shit.
1-1.
Not Caucasian.
Yeah. That kind of drew me. I was like, oh.
What? I was like, if I get racial, then like I'll give it away.
Or out yourself.
This person is a large man. They have facial hair.
Keaton. Big Show.
No.
Oh. Why did I do that?
There's quite a few large men in the chamber.
And they wear shorts to the ring. They have short hair.
Why is he reading it so weird?
Because I'm looking and trying to figure it out.
It's like he's describing it to someone who draws like sketches in a courtroom to figure out a crime.
They have short hair and are also from somewhere not American, though they may have lived in America. And been born there and grew up there.
Is this the shittest description ever? I hope this isn't like a best of seven. I hope this is like up to like three.
A large man who wears shorts who's not American but may have grown up in America.
But you'll understand when you get them. Why I said that. Why I differentiated. Because they have made an effort to differentiate that.
Can we have one more clue?
Can we pass? I don't know.
We'll pass. It was Samoa Joe.
What?
He differentiated. He wasn't from America.
Is Samoa not part of America?
No, American Samoa is part of America.
I always thought he was from American Samoa.
I thought he was from California.
Weird. Nope. Well, he might have lived in America, but he's told
no,
us
he
that
he definitely did live in America. That's
like so he lives in America, but he may not have grown up there.
How did you get that from a picture?
Because, like, I don't know. Shut up. This person has short hair, or had it at least when this match happened. They do not have short hair at the moment. They are wearing a jacket. It is a nice jacket. This is a remarkable jacket.
Keaton. Jericho.
There you go.
Yes. Right, it's up three, yeah?
Yeah, we'll do up to three.
Shit, pressure.
This person is really, really, really white.
Keaton. Oh, bollocks.
Sheamus.
There you go.
Two all.
Next one wins. Okay, I need to find one. This person has two different hair colors. They are dressed all in black. I don't know why I'm speaking this way. They have a beard and are looking sinisterly at the camera.
Okay. Seth Rollins.
There you go. Katie wins. Katie wins.
Well, that was horrible. I'd like to forget that experience ever happened. Thanks, Tony. We'll try again next week. At Nolanoid 4000. Following on from last week's conversation, what do you consider to be the most underrated game you've played? Mine would be Driver San Francisco. Great sandbox fun, but no one noticed because Driver 3 was a bag of wank. You're a bag of wank. Don't say that about Driver 3. We've discussed it. This is my game, and I love it more than anything. Calling listeners a bag of wank probably isn't the best strategy, though, to air my disagreements. My answer is This Is Football 2004.
Ah, great.
Way better than FIFA. Way better than Pro Evolution Soccer. Fucking unreal. This, you could dive. You could kick people in the stomach. You could turn off the rules so kicking people in the stomach is legal.
Unreal,
you could play in a school. You could play in a jungle. You could play jumpers for goalposts.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sean McGovern who sent me a picture today of him buying This Is Football 03. And he actually wanted me to mention it to you and I forgot. Now is a good time to mention it. He wants to do a This Is Football 03 type tournament. At a low blows party in future, possibly. Just throwing it out there. I think that'd be gas. But and anyone who wants to play it, CEX, at most 50 cent, in a lot of cases 10, to get to This Is Football collection.
Nice.
So for me, that's my answer. It was actually the first three games I've ever owned on PlayStation were Simpsons Hit and Run, Hot Wheels World Race, and This is Football 04. And I thought it was FIFA because I was dumb. but you know what? I grew up as I grew up and became an adult. I realized it was better than FIFA. It was an experience that most people have missed out on. Unlucky for them. And it also has John O'Shea in the cover, a proper footballer in an unlicensed fucking Ireland kit, so just plain green. Anyway, sorry. I love that game to bits.
It's a very good show. It's a really good show.
What's your answer? You're not much of a gamer, right? Okay.
No, I've played like World of Warcraft and that's it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Hot Wheels World Race is Katie's answer. What's yours?
I have two. One is Wipeout. Gets criminally forgotten. It's one of the most fun racing games I've ever played.
I always see that when I go into those,
get it.
And stuff.
It's serious crack. Yeah, if you have a console you can play it on, get it.
Unreal
crack. It's like, you're playing in hovercrafts. So it's like, it's unreal.
Just remind me of a game that's proper underrated, right? And I don't know what the fuck it's called, right? Somebody please help me out, even though I doubt anybody's even gonna know what it is.
No,
I got it in a library when I was a kid, right? When I was like fucking mobile libraries, and I got it was basically you were in a mini, and the minis raced across an office desktop. So you like go down rulers and go up like staplers and across.
Were you just playing Hot Wheels?
No, this wasn't Hot Wheels. This was like. Proper. This game was ahead of its time.
No, I mean, was this a game or were you literally just?
Oh no, but that's what it played out like on screen. It was like you were like, you know what I mean? It was like that. Yeah, it was really cool and I loved it. So you know, I had to go back to the library or they'd kneecap me or something. I don't know. Anyway,
that's how they did it. The libraries back in the day were rough, ran by the Shinners apparently. And then they Devil May Cry is in there as well. That's an absolutely excellent game.
So thanks for the question. At Clueless Nerd, you are given an all. I have an answer for this. You are given an unlimited budget and the chance to make your own video game. What type of game do you make, and what is it called?
Come back to me.
The only parts of games I ever really enjoyed was like the create a wrestler function on SmackDown versus Raw. So I would just do that. I was gonna say for real life, and now I realize that's just The Sims.
So my answer is better than what you use.
I've got one. You're gonna come up with a better one, so I'll save you from Maine, alright?
Right.
Zombie Apocalypse Dublin.
Right.
Like, junkies are involved. You have to decide if they're junkies or not. And it's like, then you've committed a murder. But also as well, like, I love zombie apocalypse games. Resident Evil's one of my favorite games. it's a whole thing.
That's a similar idea. My idea was...
He's around me.
No, what? I think them girls are laughing.
All right, okay.
my idea is kind of similar. It's no zombie apocalypse. Mine was GTA Dublin or GTA Ireland. I think that'd be really cool. Imagine... Now, obviously...
Let's go for a long drive in rural Ireland.
If GTA Ireland was existed, you'd have to have, like... Say you fly from Shannon to Dublin. You'd have to have the option to skip that journey. But... I'd love to see it. Failing that though, GTA Dublin alone would be fucking great.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to see that. And I actually remember when Google Street View first came out, me and my cousin looking at it thinking, oh my god, we're going to get GTA the world, because like all they need to do now is make this into a game to have all the pictures. Like it's going to be piss. But yeah, I'd love GTA Dublin. I remember like when Love Hate finished, I remember all the rumours that they're going to do Love Hate a game and it's going to be GTA Dublin, and I was so excited.
Nice.
And it never happened and I'm devastated. But GTA Dublin is something I'd absolutely invest in if I had the money. But yeah, I don't know. Thanks for the question though.
Nice.
at Brian the Maniac, I wasn't a massive fan of the tag team title match at Revolution. I like some parts, but I wouldn't put it in my top 10. My question is there any matches that the majority of people love that you didn't or you felt wasn't as great as it made out to be?
A lot of indie matches for me qualify as this. Like a lot of old school Ring of Honor matches that were like very false finish based. So it'd be quite similar to you, Katie, in that it's like you don't necessarily get me just by doing like high spot, high spot, high spot, and then just like by working the crowd but not actually working a story into your match. I don't like that. One match that stood out recently where I definitely felt a disparity between what was said about it and how I felt watching it was Speedball against Matt Riddle. at OTT. Maybe it was a different experience live. I don't think it was a bad match, but I just, like, again, everyone's talking about it like it's the greatest thing they've ever seen. And I just didn't feel that watching it. I just never got into that. People are going to hate me for this, but I sometimes feel that way with speedball matches. I just don't. He's just a wrestler which doesn't click for me. But that happens sometimes. Then you see one match where you're like, I get it. And you go back and watch the previous matches, and then you've already got it because it's clicked. So I just feel that way with speedball a bit personally.
I really should have thought about this question because I don't have an answer.
You're gonna say one of your colleagues, one of your co-workers, that you're gonna go in and they're gonna like smack you around?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna say my answer is New Japan stuff. I'm not invested. I don't really care. So it doesn't really connect with me the same way it does with other people. It's not that I think it's not as good as everyone says it is. It just doesn't hit me the same way it hits other people. You know what I mean? So I don't. Whenever they're having best matches of all time discussions, I'm never thinking of like the Omegas, Okadas, and stuff because I just don't care really.
Mm. Actually, yeah, I'm like that with Undisputed Era matches.
That's weirdly specific.
I know, but it just reminds me because we were actually talking about it in training last night, where it's like because we were talking about that tag match at Revolution as well, and like some people were like, oh, I loved it. Some people like, I hated it. And then they were like, oh, remember the time you said Undisputed Era was shit? I never said that, right? I just said that them matches are not my cup of tea. You know, like, there's just usually something else on the card.
Katie Harvey shoots on Undisputed Era.
There we go. We got the clip.
No!
But yeah, no, I think that answers the question, yeah?
Yeah.
Thanks for the question. At PPod620, what was the best Irish debut you've seen?
I think there's a correct answer to this. The Project Next Gen match.
Oh, that was my one too.
What?
Yeah, yeah. It's the answer.
Justin Daniels versus Flamboyant Fabio, and it was both their first match.
All yeah. Right. For me as well, like, but I think as well of, like, when I think of questions like this, I think of, like, people I saw down in training. Like, I remember Terry Thatcher's first day in training, and, like, he came in, and it's like, right, so I flip him, but, oh, you did it perfectly, yep, okay. And it's like, okay, yeah, this guy's absolutely amazing already, like, yeah, so.
My answer is Dan Barry, straight away, man.
I took this to mean, like, people's first match ever.
Okay. I would say, what was the other one I was going to do? Oh, first match ever, right? Fuck.
But like, we can take it the other way as well, I
suppose.
Yeah,
they didn't specify.
I'm thinking as well, Scotty Davis versus Conor Andrews. Remember when the Road Scrap Mania match? When it was kind of like two contenders that nobody knew?
Yeah.
And I thought they made a great first impression. Mm-hmm. Nathan and Darren against the Kings, contenders won.
Oh,
you know what? Yeah, and that was Nathan's first ever match.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, ever.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's
Fight Factory weren't running shows at the time. So that was his, I think it was Darren's third match and Nathan's first ever proper match. Oh, on a show.
Well, I'm going to go with Nathan Martin's debut then.
That's a great one.
Because, you know, OT debut, Irish wrestling debut, kind of all falls in there. Yeah, thanks for the question. At Chloe Lynch, how do you think the Irish wrestling scene will be like in the coming years, and what advice would you give people who want to be part of it?
Like, this is going to sound like, I don't know, maybe a bit short, but literally just get involved. Like, yeah. I get lots of messages on the page being like, what do I need to do to get involved in Fight Factory? And the answer is usually just come down.
Yeah, just show up, yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, send assignments to people I haven't met. And I understand there's apprehension, and I understand people saying like, oh, I want to get fit before I join wrestling. Mm. No, you will get fit by joining wrestling, you know? Oh, I want to be a commentator. Well, then come training and like learn who our crew and stuff is, learn who our wrestlers are, you know? So yeah, I'd say like to get involved, you literally just have to find a school and go down to it.
Yeah, that's the answer. Like, there's a million like reasons not to, and I think as well, like, a lot of people, I remember myself before I went down training, like, I was like, no, I have to get the right time and I have to be prepared. And a lot of that is like just like a lot of the social anxiety and stuff that comes into it as well, like, where it's like going down and meeting a whole new bunch of people. And as well, like, people hate being new at things. I hate being new at things. Like, even when I was starting a new role in work there the other week, like, I hated being a newbie again, because like, I got the job through being competent and good, and then I had to start from scratch again. People hate that, and they hate not knowing. And then the idea of going down and meeting strangers and being new as well, I see how it's intimidating. But think of it also this way: that's what Katie and Phil and everyone else does in Fight Factory. They take everyone there, started new and started fresh. So get down, just do it. What do we see the scene being like in the coming years? Yeah, I'd see it being grand. Like, I think kind of the boom is kind of, we're on the other side of that now. But like, I don't think it's going to go away. Like, I think it's still going to, there's still going to be shows. It's still going to do fine. Like, I think we're in a place where like Irish wrestling is now a part of people's lives and a part of their hobbies as well. So I don't think it's going to disappear. I think there's still shows like OTT as well. Like, even though we're on the other side of the boom, OTT sold out the stadium with like 2 weeks ago. And that's still huge. And I think that's just where we're at. Like, bigger shows will still sell really well. Do people have the patience for going to different shows from different promotions every weekend? Like, there were shows on Saturday in Cork and then Sunday in Northern Ireland, and people used to go to both in 2018. No, we're not there anymore. People may go to three or four or five shows a year now, but those shows are still going to do well. It's still going to be fine. It's just a part of people's like lives and hobbies now. So I think that's what it is now, and it's how it's going to stay. And then there's going to be a new boom as well, where it re-explodes again after a while of that. So yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, it's going to be great. OT are going to sell the Tree Arena. It's going to be deadly. Just fucking do it. Cool. Thanks for the question, Chloe. At Irish Slam Dan, have you ever put anything online that you wish you could take back? Did we answer this recently? I remember you talking about your Bebo like last week, was it?
It's a similar one, but I don't think it was this one. I think this is its own question, because it's like now remorseful, like stuff that you regret.
See, for me,
can we put just why Dan is asking this question out there in the world?
Oh, yes,
because
yes,
he said
yes,
if he
yes.
got 500 likes, he'd get a Justy tattoo. And Justy he did, in fact, get over 500 likes, and we are all waiting to see the tattoo.
Man, 500. You contributed to that as
well. Oh, yes, I did.
500 isn't even that much. 500 isn't even that much. You could have said it's 5,000, 500,000, 5 million, 500.
I would have gone for followers, because it's like, I can at least like parlay that into something.
Yeah, yeah.
If I get X amount of followers, then that's actually a really good way.
That's
if you
a solid
need
strategy, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but you have to get a tattoo at the end of it. Like, so it has to be something you don't mind doing, but it's also embarrassing. No, I don't think, like, I regret the way I've worded things so far. Like, I regret kind of, I remember the fallout with OTT happened years back, and I regret how I handled that, because I was just a little bollocks. I was a little young bollocks. And like, I just lived to, like, you know, when people would start rows with me, which is how it started, I was just like, all right, I'll get in and have a bit of crack with this and wind you the fuck up. But I pissed off a lot of people, and I like, and as well, like, I didn't actually want to annoy people. I didn't want to bother people. I just thought it was funny, so I guess I would handle that differently. But also, like, I'm one of those who's like, this is what made me who I am, and I'm fairly happy with the end result. So I don't ask too many questions. So that'll probably be it for me. I don't think I've ever put up anything massively offensive that's upset people. I put up stuff which upsets people all the time, but it's my opinion, I'm entitled to it. But like, I don't think I've put up anything that like has cut people deeply or like offended people and who they are fundamentally. If I have, it was when I was very young, and of course I probably do regret it, but like, not that I can think of off the top of my head.
I have some very bad matches and promos on YouTube that I don't know how to take down because they're on other people's accounts.
That's right.
But then other people put them up though.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, okay, so like an example is one of the worst matches I've ever had down in CCW is online. I think I've told the story of the match before where I was actually vomiting all the way down to the venue. Like, and I thought I was going to have to pull out of the match, but then it turns out one of the other girls in the match was so new that, like, she wouldn't have got through a singles match, and that's the reason it was a triple threat. So I had to go in, and I ended up getting a boot to the stomach, and I ended up just rolling out and not even finishing the match because I needed to get sick so badly.
We'll talk about it afterwards, but I think I might have saw a clip from that match
this week. It's what?
Yeah, I'll talk about it afterwards.
Oh, shit. but like, you know, just matches that, like, if people like Googled Katie Harvey wrestler, like maybe promoters or something I'm trying to work for, there's just certain matches and stuff that pop up that I'm not proud of.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually.
But again, I haven't put them out there, but I suppose I did by being in the matches. So it's my own fault.
Yeah. You put the content into the world
and
someone uploaded it.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, because it says wish you could take back, like on Facebook you can, you know, delete your memories and, you know, whatever, archives and whatever. So, not really, no, because it's funny to look back on, you know what I mean? Like, that's, I used to post like shit fucking memes. That's all that was really. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing tattoo related anyway, which is good. So sorry about that, Dan, but 500 isn't that much. Like, you really should have pushed.
Get the
higher
followers next time.
Yeah,
Dan.
Yeah. Well, at least now you've learned. Thanks for the question. At Henry the Great, my Facebook memories remind me over the weekend that about 2 years ago was a dreadful 5-star wrestling Belfast show that I had VIP for and wasn't worth it at all considering who we met. Best and worst value wrestling show you've been to?
Mine's actually recent enough. Best value one was... I paid a tenner to go to Fight Factory Episode 3, and like it kind of got me back involved in wrestling and changed my perspective on wrestling quite a lot. Has been a generally happy time for me. So, that's pretty great value. Like for a tenner, like change like perspective of something that you may not have seen completely positive. Worst value, WWE house shows. Cost a lot of money. You don't get value for it, can barely remember what happened a lot of the time. Going to more recent ones as an adult, which we used to do with Low Blows, and I used to pay for everyone's ticket and stuff like that as well. Like, so I had three times the value for none of the memories.
Should I get a fair crown comes up?
No, I don't do it for that reason now, where I'm like, that's expensive and we got nothing from it. There's no content to be mined whatsoever.
Yeah, I say, why would you do
that? There were some funny memories. Like, we did a contest sometimes where like we made a joke where like we created the I'm sorry I love you sex move, where it was like you say I'm sorry I love you and then you come in their face. And then we did a contest where you won tickets to her upcoming event, Katie's Dead. Don made that. That's not mine. Don can take all responsibility. But we had people like come up to us like, and it was a competition where they'd come up to us and go, I'm sorry, and we yell, I love you.
You don't even know what's just happened, do you?
There's someone in the back who knows.
There's an elderly couple who walked behind
right behind me.
Yeah.
And they heard everything.
Yeah, and they're still looking over.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, this is... Yep. Just give them an L wave, will you?
I can't ever look at them again. And I think Keane feels the same way.
I wasn't even... you could just cut that out as well, you know what I mean? But here we are anyway.
The benefit having your back... And they won't see my face.
Anyway, what's your best worst value for...
That joke was value for money. Because I got to embarrass both of you.
Oh,
I get
so
none
much
of the heat.
My face is on fire. I just wish I wasn't here. She just looked so upset.
Really?
No, it's fine. I'm the upset one.
Amazing.
Okay, look, it happened.
I love how that joke is still having an impact.
Okay, so I'm gonna sound like a bit of a dick. I haven't paid into a wrestling show in a while.
Bigly, oh, can you hear me? Bigly, can you hear me? Yeah, I don't pay it. You don't pay it to show's kid when you get this level in the business, burner.
Just really gonna find my way onto guest lists or doing ring crew. Last one I paid for, that I enjoyed paying for a lot for, was the NXT show that Nakamura came over, because I really wanted to be in the front row for seeing him live, because I knew it probably wouldn't happen again, that I'd be able to get front row tickets for a show he was on. So that was brilliant. I think he wrestled Bobby Roode on that. But it was like the whole spectacle of just seeing like Nakamura, NXT, front row. Worst value, like luckily I don't think I've paid for too much shit, like... Probably house shows again then as well. Like, the WWE has got both ends of the spectrum for me. TNA shows, I've always really enjoyed paying for them. I've never been let down by a TNA show. I don't know.
Right, well, best, I mean, there's so many. Like, I don't even know where to start with best. OTT, you know. Like, I mean, I remember, like, what? For, like, a tenner, you go to Contenders and see Strickland versus Devlin.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, all that mad shit. Worst... I paid for an air coach, right? So that's what, like €20 plus like a show ticket, which is what, like €20 plus like a taxi when I got home back to Dublin that night from town to Tala, and or like €20-30, right? To see Justy and Vic Viper touch each other's beards.
Justy will love that.
They are so proud of that match.
Absolutely. Like, I went into the Commons in about 20 people. I it was that's That's definitely the most questionable like wrestling show expenses I've ever invested in anything.
Brilliant.
Also, I paid a lot for I did pay a lot to go and see Progress, you know, with flights and stuff in the Wembley show, which I couldn't really see shit on because they said tiered seating when it was like barely tiered.
Yeah.
So I couldn't really see shit. But there's, again, that was kind of a spectacle in its own way. So, and it was also fun. It was a fun, you know, weekend or fun day away, or whatever. So maybe not that. What else was I going to say? Yeah, best. I don't know. I paid a shit ton of money to see ICW. It was one of those things where it was like, if you pay extra, you get like a free t-shirt. But the it's like €20 extra, and a t-shirt would cost like, what, like €15? I'll just buy it on its own. So I was like, I really did get scammed. but it did, like, it was, again, like how, like, was it episode 3 for you, like, had a big impact on your personal life? Yeah. ICW, I consider that like one of the most important nights of my life, because that was when I like discovered wrestling and live wrestling, how much I really wanted that. And then I was like, oh, this is cool. So I started going to OTT after that when I realized how much I loved it. So, I mean, if you look back in hindsight, I paid like €50 to see Jack Jester versus Big Damo in a title match that you knew was going to end whatever way it ended. But it's still, I suppose when you look at the card, it was like, Drew McIntyre, Noam Dar. Drew McIntyre, he's doing pretty well these days. Yeah. Actually, maybe it wasn't a complete scam. But it could have been €100. Still, personally, it was worth it. But yeah, and then there's like random shit. I remember, another really good value. I got like 4 free VIP tickets, Pro Wrestling Ulster. So that was cool.
There you go.
I've been to loads of random shows. You know what I mean? So it's hard to kind of pinpoint one.
Right, so we're going to make this the last question. Ryan said that a brilliant question, and I want to give it time. So we're going to cut that. We're going to leave that for next week, and we're going to finish on Sean's question, because I do want to give Ryan's time, but we need to...
I might have to run. shit. Right. Fuck. The legendary quiz.
We're going to leave that on a cliffhanger.
Okay, yeah, cliffhanger. Yeah.
We've got 2 awesome questions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 2 really good questions. It's nothing to do with time. We just feel like, you know, creatively speaking, cliffhangers are the way to go. So thank you for all your questions.
Just the longest outro he's ever done.
When he needs to go, we can't really sign off.
Bye.
Go get your bus.